You know what Martin's been saying? You know, it might seem that it's just a short word, but it's the word of God that's powerful. And the greatest thing that we need to realize for each and every one of us is that we place Jesus right in the center of our lives. We take the word of God. We take this word of God and we place it right in the center of our lives. Every answer is in this book. Every answer is here. If you don't have the answer to your problem, you need to read the book. If you don't have the answer to your problem, you need to speak to the author. You need to speak to the author, God Almighty. It's so important that we do that. We need to spend, as Jesus said, he spent time in prayer to strengthen himself for the next day that was set before him. You and I, we need to be strengthened in prayer. We need to be strengthened in the Word of God. The world outside talks about us. People that seem to be friends suddenly become your enemies. People love you because they can get something out of you. God loves you because he wants to give to you. The Bible says God loves you and he's going to give to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You're going to have an abundance from God. But so many people want to take from you. They want to steal from you. They want to accuse us. The answer for each and every one of us is at the foot of the cross. It's at the foot of the cross. You take all your pain.
Yes.
You take all your baggage.
Yeah.
Take all your baggage. Everything that somebody lays on you that you shouldn't carry. You know, they load you up. And you're going round like this with a baggage. And he says, come unto me, all you that are weary, heavy laden. And he will give you rest. The word of God says, it's gracious preaching, I see. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You know, we can skip. We can dance. Hallelujah. We can sing that song. My shackles are gone. My spirit is free. Oh, praise the Lord. He's lifted me. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what this book does. Drugs, alcohol, money, sex will bring you into bondage. It will tie you up. If it becomes your God, it will tie you up. It's good to see you today. You kept your word. We hear it so many times, Philip, that people say to us, oh, I'll come. I'll meet you there. And they never turn up. You have to be true to yourself.
Amen.
Not to me. Not to Martin. Not to this congregation. But you have to be true to you.
Amen.
You have to do what you have to do in God for you.
Amen.
And then you can minister to others.
Yes.
You had to get off drugs for you. Not for mum and dad. It will help. But it's for you. You. You have to think more about you than you've ever done before. You have to think like God thinks about you. Having the mind of Christ, think like God thinks about you. Not what your friends say about you. Yes, we all make mistakes. But we go with our mistakes. And in prayer, we go to the foot of the cross. And we receive from Him forgiveness, restoration, where the prodigal comes back to the father and the father says, come on in. Come on in, son. Welcome home. Welcome home. And God, by His Spirit, is reaching out to everybody and saying, come on home. Come on home. I love you. Come on home. He's trying to make people realize you don't love yourself enough. That's why we do awful things to our lives, to our bodies. We don't love ourselves in God enough. We don't respect ourselves enough. People abuse us. They said awful things about Jesus. They even said He was working in cahoots with the devil. What does God say about you? What does God say about you? We know that Jesus said, God is love. I've come to show you the Father. I've come to show you my Heavenly Father. And He's going around and He's saying, this is what my Father is saying. He's saying, I love you. He's going round to individuals, the Spirit of God. He's going round to people and saying, I love you. Amen. 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 That's what God is doing. The Spirit of God is reaching out to people to say, I love you. When we fall so much in love with Jesus and keep that relationship going. When I was at university, Grace used to write to me. I was only gone for 4 days, really, by, you know. I left Sunday night, I was back Friday. But she loved me that much, she had to write a letter. And I wrote to Grace. Oh, she's still got them. Oh, hallelujah. What do you mean, you never read them? And there's that chorus that we used to sing many years ago. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over again. I'm addicted to Jesus. I'm addicted to His love. But the devil wants to stop my addiction to Him and wants to draw me into some other form of addiction. Every one of us, the enemy would seek to draw you away from Jesus. Every one of you, the enemy would seek to draw you away from the Spirit of God. He says in his word, it's not by might, it's not by fancy words, it's not by power, it's not by manipulation, but it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. And like you said, Martin, it's so easy, we can get so busy. And we think we're doing the right things. And we get so busy. And we forget the word. And I don't mean that we forget to read the word. I mean we forget to fall in love with the word. We need to fall in love with the word. We need to fall in love with the author. We need to fall in love with Jesus. And when we fall in love with Jesus, when we fall in love with the Word of God, oh, nothing can stop you and me entering in to the presence of God. Nothing can stop us going to the throne room. Nothing can stop us entering into His very presence. When we're in love with Him, the scepter is held out, as in Esther, that says, come, come on, come my child, come in, welcome. That's what a father says, that's what a mother says to their children, come on, come in, where have you been? Missed you. God is missing His people. Where have you been? Where have you been? God is missing His people. We've done some prayer walking around the area. We set off and we've walked around the streets. And as we've walked around the streets, I looked at the houses, kept looking at the houses and seeing how many people there are that are living in these houses, seeing how many houses there are. And as you begin to walk round, you begin to realize there is such a great harvest field, there are so many lives who are going to a lost eternity. They're on a journey to hell. They're on a journey to eternal condemnation and damnation. And yet we have the answer. We have a message. We have a message that is true. We have a message that is powerful. Each and every one of you has a message. We were saying last Wednesday night in church, each and every one of us is a book being written. Yes. We are part of the story of the Bible. There's a book of Sandip being written. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those are the pages that were started before have been torn up and destroyed. It's a new book. It's a new life. It's a new destiny. It's a new purpose. There's a book of Martin being written. The old pages have been wiped out. He's dead and gone. But the new one is being written now. There's a book of Camilla. Book of Dilip. Hallelujah. Our stories will be added to the great stories of what God is doing in this world today. The Bible says that we're to be read and known by all men. It's been written. It's been written. Angels are writing your story down right now. They're writing down the miracle, the day that you were born again. Born of the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. And then we walk day by day with Him. And it's a relationship. And as we walk in that relationship day by day, His hand touches us and ministers healing. He's a healing God. Brother, let the burden go. Let the burden go. Don't carry this on your own. Give the burden to Jesus. I just sense in my spirit, Dill, that you're carrying a burden, cares and worries. Put them down at the foot of the cross and leave them there. Amen. It's not your burden. God did not create you to carry burdens. You put them down at the cross and leave them for God to deal with. Amen. Praise His name. Hallelujah. The Lord has come to set every captive free. He's come to give you and me freedom in His wonderful name. Let's rejoice in the freedom that He's given to us. Praise His wonderful name. Prayer is important. It says to His disciples, could you not watch? He says, the Spirit is willing. The flesh. It's weak. It gets tired. Have you noticed that? It gets tired. I hear people tell me that when they get sick, God has laid this on me so He can talk to me. No, He didn't, stupid. He did not lay sickness on you so He could talk to you, because I know that when I was in excruciating pain with my back, I was not interested in having any conversations with anybody. My focus was on pain and trying to stop that pain. When my wife came and gave me morphine, liquid morphine, after that, I could not hold a conversation with anybody. I was gone. God does not lay sickness on us. God removes sickness from us. We need to be mindful of what God is doing and place our life and begin to trust God and begin to listen to God and begin to be in His presence. I know there are times when I can come to a Wednesday night and I can come to the prayer meeting and I can come feeling tired. You know, once we get into that prayer meeting and brothers and sisters begin to minister in the Spirit, I go home and I'm like, yeah, I've just been fired up. I've just been energized. I've just been plugged into the sockets of eternal life in Christ Jesus, and I've just been re-energized. And then I go home and I can't go to sleep. I got to stay up some more and just like, wow, I'm buzzing with such excitement. But before that, I was like, oh, I could just go and lay down and, you know, just lay on the settee and just sort of go, oh yeah, okay, you know, you guys, you all go to church and I'll pray here. Oh, hallelujah. And before you know, you're gone to sleep. Huh? But when we get around the Word of God, when we get around this Word, if you've ever had your fingers in 240 volts, it shakes you, it quickens you, you move like you've never moved before. Hallelujah! Where did that come from? Keep going, you know. That power's dangerous. The power of God is life quickening. Oh, it's renewing. It's invigorating. It says, the word says, I shall renew your youth like the eagles. I'm still a young'un. I'm still young. Amen. I'll even beat some of the young ones into the ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll outrun them and outpace them and outwork them. Glory to God. We're invigorated by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God in us. Jesus said, I've come that you all will have life and have it to an abundance. Hallelujah. Don't know if I can get down here. We have a great, big, wonderful God. We have a great, big, wonderful God who says, I love you. I love you. I love you, and you are my children. And it's about getting into that relationship with Him. You know, the busyness of every day can take us away from His presence. It happens to me sometimes. And we need to focus on Him. Need to focus on Jesus. Focus on this Word. Spend some time talking to Him. Prayer is just talking to Jesus. Talking to God is like just having a conversation. God, I'm having a bad day today. I don't know what's gone wrong, Lord. I need you to intervene. Lord, I need your strength. I need your purpose. Lord, I need you to show me what I should be doing. Or some days it's just, Lord, I really love you, Lord. I'm just so thankful that you're in my life, oh God. And I just appreciate everything that you've done for me and everything that you've given to me. And Lord, I just give you praise. I just realize, Lord, that you love me. And the Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll have a go at doing it. I'll have a go at doing it. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I'll have a go. And every one of us will be challenged at some time to quit. Every one of us will be challenged at some time to quit. In the natural, we're challenged to quit. We get to a point in our life where suddenly we stand on the edge of a precipice. And we're not sure what to do. Do I step out in faith? Or do I quit and go back? I know in the natural I've been challenged at times to quit. Dharma, Rebecca, Helen. I know for a fact there's been times in their lives they've been challenged and felt like quitting. Place your hands in the hand of God. Hold on to the promises that He has given to you. Take hold of His hand. Stay focused on Him, not on the problem. Take your eyes off the problem and put your eyes onto Him, Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He will bring you through. He will bring you to your appointed time and destiny. The devil wants to stop you, but he has no power, only the power that you give to the devil. Let Jesus take hold of your hand, and you'll have all power and all authority in the name of Jesus, and He will set you free, and He will bring you to a place of victory and victory and victory in the name of Jesus. And you'll just begin to step out and walk with Him. Hallelujah. And you'll trust Him, and you'll know Him, and you'll see His power move, and you will see signs, wonders, and miracles. And it'll not be about you, but it'll all be about Jesus. Hallelujah. Let Him arise. Let Jesus arise in you and me, and the enemies will be scattered. Hallelujah. But it's a challenge. It's a challenge. And sometimes it means that you and I just have to put our shoulders and begin to push. Begin to push. Begin to push. And if we keep pushing, if somebody else joins me, then we begin, then there's two of us pushing, and then somebody else joins me, three of us. Come on, Martin, join me. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Glory to God. Let's get these. You know, come and come on, Philip, come on. We're going to push, you know, hallelujah. And then if we begin to join together, and amen, hallelujah, you know, glory to God. Amen, we're not going to push the building down, right? But together, we press in. Together, we press into the kingdom of God. We press into the presence of Jesus. We press into the presence of the Father. And His Spirit moves into our lives. And things change. Things change. Hallelujah. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I believe that the word today has been challenging us to draw closer to Jesus. Draw closer to Jesus. Put Him first. Let the love of God flow in your life. Let the love just begin to flow down into your very life and through you. And then let that love flow out to others. The word of God says, love one another. As Jesus says, love one another as He loves you. And do you know, even when you make a mistake, God still loves you. Did you know that? Did you know that? That even when you make a mistake, not that you do you? You know, at home, you do something wrong.
Mama or Papa, you know.
Get the whip out, do they? Get the stick out. Oh, poor child. Maybe you need it. Some of us need now and again a little bit of a, you know, come on. You do it. But then they do it because they love you. They don't love to beat you. They love you. And they want to see that you can walk this straight line.
And that you'll not get knocked over and go a different route. They want you to walk that line of purity and of love and of power and of passion in God. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. But the Prince of Peace walks on that very same pathway. Hallelujah.